I hope everyone had an easy and meaningful fast. I hope we all did teshuvah, we all repented, so that next year with Hashem we will be gathering in Yerushalayim with the Beit HaMikdash and not have to gather every year.
Amen.
With instruction with Hashem. The halachot today are going to be dinei amira le'ino Yehudi. What you're allowed and what you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do for you on Shabbat. So the halacha says that a Jew is forbidden to ask a non-Jew to do something for a Jew that is forbidden on Shabbat. And not even that. Not only to ask them, but even if you do not ask them, or even if you ask them from before Shabbat, telling them, come and do this for me on Shabbat, which would be prohibited for you to do, it is also prohibited for the non-Jew to do for you. And I'll give an example. Let's say I'm sitting in the room over here, and the lights are completely shut, and I can't see anything. I try to read my book, I don't see anything. So the non-Jew, he sees that I can't read. I don't even ask him. He comes into the room, he turns on the light. Why? So that I can read my book. The halakha is that if you were not able to read prior to him turning on the light, you're not allowed to read using that light any further. Why? Because you're benefiting from this melacha that he performed. Now what is the reason the Chachamim instituted this law? And the idea is, shalotesh Shabbat kala be'inehem, that Shabbat should not be something that is viewed as something light in the eyes of the Jewish people. That all of a sudden now we have the non-Jew do everything for us, and then Shabbat is like mundane, it's like a regular weekday. So therefore the Chachamim instituted laws that you are not allowed generally to ask a non-Jew to do something for you on Shabbat. Now when would you be allowed to ask a non-Jew to do something for you on Shabbat? This is a very specific type of law, which is called Shevut Dishvut Mimkom Mitzvah. If you are asking the non-Jew to perform for you a rabbinic prohibition when it is for a mitzvah. For example, we know there's a law, you're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbat. We're afraid that maybe as you're climbing, you left something on tree, you cannot go and take it off. Why? We're afraid that you may come to break a branch. So the halakha is, let's say I forgot on Rosh Hashanah, I forgot my shofar on the tree. We have to go blow the shofar. It's a mitzvah. The Torah tells us to blow the shofar. So what am I supposed to do in that instance? So over there, the Chachamim said, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to go and get the shofar, even though he's doing a rabbinic prohibition by going on the tree. It's considered you're asking him to do something that is rabbinic for a mitzvah, so that's where it would be permitted. Another instance where halakha, asking a non-Jew to be permitted, which is a lot more practical, especially if you are, let's say, a gabbai in the community, would be if there is a mitzvah derabim. If let's say you have a mitzvah of the public, let's say you come to shul, and all of a sudden you come to the kanisa, and you see that the lights in kanisa are off, and the people are not going to be able to see without the lights. Or you come in and it's extremely hot, and it's not bearable, and it's extremely difficult to come and pray in such a room. So in those instances as well, we rely on the opinion that say, even with a melacha de'oraita, even though it's a actual Torah prohibition, in those instances you can ask a non-Jew to, you know, violate Shabbat in order to help, because it's a mitzvah of the public. But in a general situation, if it doesn't fall into these categories, that it's either a rabbinic prohibition for a mitzvah, or even a biblical prohibition, but it's for the public, if it doesn't fall into those categories, then asking a non-Jew, or even benefiting from a non-Jew doing something that is prohibitory on Shabbat, would be a source of benefit from. Have a great day.